Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas. Okay, another episode with your prima favorita. So today I want to talk about noticing connections. And this podcast is hopefully going to hit home with all of you because, you know, we are going in our daily lives and sometimes we might not notice those little details or those small things that we might need to take a hint from the universe that's trying to tell us. I want to talk about a little story that I want to share with you guys, a social good story, inspirational and encouraging, and it definitely connects with noticing the connections in our life and kind of like cultivating these insights and understanding these connections between things in our lives. Porque alguna vez, sometimes people are like, oh, things happen for a reason. We always hear that. And then when tragedy hits, we're like, what the heck was the reason? Like, why did I lose my child? Or why did I lose my grandmother? Or why did I didn't get this, you know, job? Or why I didn't get this opportunity? Or why I didn't, you know, whatever the case. And so we're always trying to find these connections. And we, in hindsight, we later on realize like, oh, that's why that happened. Or wow, now I'm going to use this for blah, blah, blah. I think it's hard to even in hindsight, because these connections, especially when it comes to loss or tragedy, it's like we don't even want to do that. We don't even want to find a reason, like, because the connections might not be clear or still not fair. And so today's episode is about noticing connections, is as we are in the holidays, as we are around people in the strangers. And I want to say this, I posted a reel about this a couple weeks, maybe last week or something, about being kind and noticing the connections that we have with strangers. And so this story has to do with the stranger, but it also has to do with noticing the connections of how are we connecting with ourselves towards the universe, towards people, towards society. Because, you know, whenever you see something interesting happening in your experience, you try to look again for that related connection. Or if you're distracted by something while you're working, you're trying to recall that emotion or what you felt or why justifying that distraction. And so I want everybody to, muchísimas gracias, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you get something from this podcast. So I want to talk about this this woman, and we're going to call her Nora. And Nora, she was just in and out of her day, you know, and she was working in this really big building in New York City. And she's like, there's thousands of people that work in this building. And have you ever noticed that it's like, it's a small world after all? Like, literally, we live in this huge world, but there could be an instance where you could be somewhere and someone looks familiar or you see someone from your past. And she's working one day and she's going in and out of this building, and she's just like, New York City is such a big city, but it's a small city at the end of the day because of how you end up bumping into people from different, you know, boroughs, or even from work. You might see them, they might be out with their family. And so she said that one day she was in the elevator and this guy was like fumbling with all these papers and like coffee, and he looked just really nervous. And she was just like, well, you know, kindness hidden, and she's gonna help him. So she's like, let me help you with your papers. Like, what floor are you going to? When I heard this, so when I'm reading this story, I'm like, oh my God, this is so from a movie, right? Then this really happened. So she's like, let me help him out because he looks really flustered and he looks like he's having a bad day. And it's not even a bad day, the beginning of a day. And usually the elevators are jammed packed. She's like, after 7 a.m., the elevators to her building are jammed packed because people are trying to get to their office, get to their desk, get to their time, because, you know, they're starting either 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. She said, but this particular day, there was herself and two other people. It was in him. So it was a total of four people in the elevator, which was strangely odd that she even opened it up like, is anybody else coming? But people are just walking. She's like, whatever. She didn't notice anything from it. She closes the elevator and the next floor, the other two people come off. So it's just her and him. And she's like, I don't mind helping you. Like, so, you're going to have a good day. She said something where she tries to joke and she's like, you're going to have a good day. Don't let this ruin your day. And he just looks at her and he smiles and he says, thank you. He doesn't say too much conversation. And so this was the first connection that they had. And it was a connection that they didn't even know. I mean, she said he was relatively younger than her, and he looked new. They didn't have spark any conversation, except he said he looked at her genuinely and said, thank you. He gets off the elevator and she gets off and goes on her day. And she says weeks go by and she decides to buy a watch. She decides to buy one of those Fitbit watches. And one of her coworkers and friends is like, yeah, you know, whenever I need to go down to the conference room, I just go ahead and use the stairs. So she's like, yeah, you know, that's a great way to get your steps in. Cause she's on this kick that she wants to, get her steps in. And so she goes to the stairs, and lo and behold, you know exactly what I'm going to say. Ya tú sabes, ya el tipo está ahí. Tú sabes, él está haciendo lo mismo. But except he's not doing his steps. He is actually using the stairs because the elevators were super busy. And so she's coming down and he's going up, and then she's like, hey, and he has all the papers and he has, you know, he looks again fumbled and all this stuff. And she's like, hey, how are you doing? She stops because she recognizes him. He looks at her and he starts to speak. He's like, I'm doing good. Then all he says is the elevators are just, you know, they're jam packed, and they start going into small talk, and she gets to know to what department he works in, and he gets to know what department she works in. And then she realizes, like, wow, this is a huge building, you know, and he works in a totally different sector from her, but it's the elevators, it's the stairways. This is kind of common places for people. And that's the second connection. And so weeks go by again, and it's so funny because she does not recognize time in between. Like, in our lives, we don't recognize sometimes the time in between. Like, sometimes I was like, oh, yeah, I saw you a couple weeks, or 5 days ago, or 3 days ago. And sometimes time gets jumbled, especially if it's not, you know, if it's your mother, it's more meaningful, or your father, because you know them, they're a part of you. But if it's a stranger, you kind of just reserve time in a bucket. And so a couple weeks goes by, and she's coming into the building. And of course, guess who's coming into the building literally with her at the same time with cups of coffee. And she's just, the reason why in her story, she says, I felt like it was just something because I see thousands of people in my building all the time. And I never spark a conversation. We're in New York. We just nod. We keep it going, friendly smile, or meet not even. But something about him, something, and it wasn't romantic, it wasn't sexual, it was just a connection. And I always felt inclined to speak with him. I always felt like I was noticing something that he needed, and he was noticing something that I needed. And so that day, they go in, and she starts to talk to him. And she's like, oh, well, hey, you know, good morning, and they start doing the small talk again. And then she says, something in my body, something in my mind inclined me to ask him to chat. Not about work, not about these rare encounters, but just to talk. Because something was inclining me to talk to him. And so she said, hey, let's, what time do you go to lunch? Like, let's go to lunch. And we keep meeting each other in all these random places, like just these connections. Let's just have lunch and chat. And he looked at her and he was surprised and he was actually in shock. And he was just like, okay. And it was as if he saw a ghost, she said, because she didn't understand why. So at first she said to herself, maybe he's married, or maybe he's perceiving this encounter a little bit differently. So she quickly just said, it's just a friendly lunch. Like, you know, I want to learn more about your department, blah, blah, blah. So she kind of did that so he can feel at ease. His demeanor just stopped and he was just like, okay. So that later that day, they met up in Panera Bread, not too far from the office. And she said she sat there and at first he didn't say a word. And she didn't understand what the heck she was doing. And it's so funny. Like, I feel like this happens sometimes if you're an extrovert or even an introvert and you're out of your, if you're an introvert and you're out of your space and then you're like talking to someone, but you, something's telling you, like your soul, your body, something's saying like, you need to talk to this person. Like how, something is, it's like, just how are they doing? Even if it's like, how are they doing? They sat there for a minute and he takes out a piece of paper and he starts to talk to her, but then he takes the piece of paper out and he gives it to her. And she reads the piece of paper and she can tell that this piece of paper is typed up and it explains a little bit about him. And at first she was like, she kept reading it and she's like, why is he giving me this little piece of paper? The paper must have been written from his parent or someone in his family or even his doctor of some sort, because it explained his name and a little bit about him. And within two paragraphs, she just understood why her body and her soul was wanting to speak with him. The young man was autistic and it was his first job and he was around a different environment. And she was the first person, because in there said, if you're reading this, you know, you are special because you actually want to talk to me. And it, you could tell it was written from someone in his family or someone. And he begins to speak. He then speaks and she doesn't, it doesn't faze her. This connection doesn't faze her. She starts to speak with him and she feels at ease because now she knows that how is he feeling and how the tension and how he doesn't, nobody speaks to him and he's just going to work and he's trying to impress and he's trying to do a great job and he's in a new world that's very different from him. And at this moment, she's like, I felt like she said here, I felt like I just let my hair down and he let his down as well. We were laughing and talking about odd things. We talked about everything under the sun, from Harry Potter to Stranger Things, to Star Wars, and even our upbringing. It was so refreshing and so amazing. I didn't care that he was autistic. I didn't care anything because I initially just wanted to speak with him. Something in my mind and my body wanted to speak with him and just connect with him. And it's so funny that I like read this because I can see myself and maybe you and yourself when you're in line somewhere and you want to speak with someone or you want to say something or you want to give them a compliment or you want to let them know it's going to be okay. When I see mom struggling in public, I turn to them and I said, you're doing your best. You are doing your best. They look at me shocked and they're in belief and like, oh my God, thank you. I needed that. When I look at an elderly person, I tell them sometimes, you know, like, take your time. It's okay. I'm not in a rush. Take your time. Everyone else can wait. And it makes you, they feel seen. And she did this for this, this young boy. And as she got to know him, she got really connected with him and she was so on a mission for him. She saw how amazing he was. She met his mother, his father, his therapist. She met everyone in his life and she was officially like his first friend. That makes me feel so sad because this is an adult that is amazing, and because we don't stop to have these connections with people sometimes, or we judge people or strangers from the bat and we don't stop to think what their experiences are or what they're going through. And so she quickly became a mission to say, there are some other amazing people that need to learn who you are. And so she got involved with the autism community, but also in the awareness within her building, within her job and her company, she made it a big mission for herself when it comes to disabilities and just people with, you know, autism or Down syndrome and all kinds of different disabilities. And like having a friend, not for their disability, but like getting to know who they are and not their disability, you know? And it's sad that he had to give her a paper to be like, okay, this is why I'm kind of awkward or kind of this. And like, because people are, they'll look at him and this flusteredness and the New York City and they're just going on with their lives. And it's just like taking time for these connections are so important. She ended up doing this at her job, which is so awesome because this is what social good like looks like every day. And she started doing these picnics. And then later on, they started to do like these baseball events and soccer events in the park in the summer in Central Park. And next thing you know, he had hundreds of people, hundreds of friends all over. And it's all from one simple connection. It's one simple connection of noticing someone else, a stranger, and kindness. So I wanted to share this story with you on this podcast because noticing our connections is not just about hellos and how the weather. It's more like, how are you doing? How can I help you? I don't know you, but I do. And I want to know you. And she said it. It was never anything sexual or this connection of like she wanted to get to know him. Like it was just her soul wanted to get to know this guy. She wanted to know why are these instances happening? Why was the universe doing this? And it was because she started to notice. The next time you're out there, notice someone. Give them a compliment. Help them. Tell them it's going to be okay. And when you do that, you learn so much from someone else. And that's what social good looks like. That's what social good is every single day. You don't have to capture it for the Instagram. You don't have to capture it for Facebook. Capture it for yourself. Capture it for your experience and learn from someone. Because I promise you that it will not only change their life, it will change your life. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to be rich or famous to help people. Hasta la próxima. Muchísimas gracias. Tu prima favorita. Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!